Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Inside Leverage, your gateway to the fascinating realm of the Miami Dolphins. Join us as we delve deep into the team's dynamic Super Bowl journey. We invite you to share your most scorching takes, unwind, and relish in our captivating experiences.
So, guys, overall, let's go around the room. Tell me what you guys think overall as far as the draft. Let's do draft grades. What grade would you guys give the Dolphins this draft? Let's go with Wally first.
I'm going to give it A+, man. A+. Perfect draft. I don't care what anybody says. Given the circumstances, given what we did and what transpired during the draft, you got your guys. You got a Chop Robinson, which has the potential to be a Michael Parsons or a replacement for a Chubb. Like the ceiling is insane. Patrick Paul, which is supposed to be going, maybe some people had him in the first round. You got that kid in the second round to replace potentially T-Stead, Jalen Wright, Kamara. Nah, it's an A+. And you got guys that have a chip on their shoulders. They're all dogs. They're all where counted and doubted. Yeah, it's an A+ for me.
There's a lot of sayings that I could use to describe the way this draft went. Slow and steady wins the race. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Day one of the draft, we had some expectations on who we wanted. Troy didn't fall to us, so I think that left a sour taste in a lot of people's mouths when they didn't see the selection as Graham Barton or Brian Thomas, or some of the guys that they had been enamored with throughout the draft process. But for me, what they were able to do and accumulating talent with high-level elite traits, high ceilings, guys who are willing to be coached and teachable, guys who come from situations that should translate to where they're going to be in the NFL, the value of the draft picks, this draft to me on day three, they really, really killed it. And they were able to solidify this draft class. I have to give it an A based on what they were able to do in totality. For me, this is similar to that 2021 draft class where we got a bunch of talent. Only in this round, only this way, we got the talent more so towards the end, opposed to being a little bit more top heavy. And I love that Chris Greer and company were able to finish strong and really accumulate a bunch of talent. They traded up and acquired a fourth round pick on top of that using next year's capital, like getting a running back. We got two wide receivers. We doubled down at the edge position. We solidified the left tackle and we found Teron's successor. You got Chop, Mo Kamara steals. Come on, man. Like, how can you hate on this draft? I get it. You didn't get what you wanted at times, but I got some guys that I liked. So if you did your homework and you studied, you would really love this draft.
I give this draft an A. I understand with each draft selection, you understand why they did it and what it will look like for this team come 2024 season. And it makes so much sense for each draft pick. So I give it an A personally.
With the additions that we added, man, I give this an A. You might not have got what you wanted, but you got what you needed. And what you needed was some trench play in your life. When you look at the two defensive ends that we've added another competent running back that can push the running back room. And we also added a safety and two wide receiver dogs that can come in looking to push that Craig Krafts and Berrios off the roster. And if we're talking iron sharpens iron, let's go. This is going to be a fun training camp. It's going to be a fun offseason. And I'm glad, and I can't wait to see these guys work and get better. So I can't wait, man. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think the consensus here is that, you know, we all think that the draft was very successful for Chris Greer and the Dolphins. I mean, I it didn't start off the way that I would have liked, and I'll kind of echo the Chad's thought in the beginning of, you know, having the possibility of drafting Faltano, who's right there. But you know, it wasn't to be. The Pittsburgh Steelers took him, and either way, there were reports that supposedly that they weren't planning to draft him. But I digress. You know, it's to me, it started off as a maybe a B plus, but the work that they did in the second and third days was blew me away. After doing the research that I did with the draft picks, to be honest, there's some names that I wasn't aware or I wasn't up to speed on. So I do have to give. I do have to give the draft a name. All right, guys, great show, great episode. A lot of great information here. We have some more guests and our basically our thoughts on the undrafted free agent class for 2024 coming soon. We also have some very, very special guests joining us during the week to talk about the draft and possibly the future plans of Dolphins offseason coming up to the training camp, which should be up coming up in July. Other than that, we have some a very special surprise coming later in the week, and make sure you tune in for that. But until then, keep stacking them days.